This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z, first name Kevin, K-E-V-A-N, date of birth, November 6, 1987, date of evaluation, February 27, 2023, referring physician Dr. Hassan. The chief complaint, 35-year-old male seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for surgery, period. The HPI, the patient is a 35-year-old male who is employed as a police officer, period. He stated that he was rear-ended at a car going approximately 50 miles per hour, semicolon, while he in fact was stationary on December 1st, 2021, period. He was then evaluated at San Ramon ER, period, on December 28th. He subsequently underwent MRI, which confirmed a herniated disc, period. He has had ongoing pain, which he describes as dull, pressure-like, period. Pain radiates to the right hip, leg, and foot, period. Typically, it is 6 minus 7 slash 10, but worse under activity, period. He had been evaluated and was felt to require surgery, period. He is now scheduled for right L4/5 endoscopic disectomy for diagnosis Q76.49 using general anesthesia, period. The past medical history is unremarkable. Past surgical history, unremarkable. Medications, none. Allergies, penicillin, results in upset stomach. Family history, father had colon cancer. Grandfather had myocardial infarction. Maternal grandfather had lung cancer, period. Social history, patient notes occasional alcohol use but denies cigarette smoking or drug use, period. Review of system, otherwise unremarkable, period. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 126/78, pulse 90, respiratory rate of 18, height 53 inches, weight 18.8 pounds, period. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. Musculoskeletal examination revealed a positive straight leg test, period. There is tenderness on palpation in the L5-S1 region, period. X-rays, imaging, lumbar X-ray views, dated December 6, 2022. There are mild degenerative changes, period. Disc space collapse is pronounced at L5-S1, period. There is preservation of lumbar lordosis, period. There is no evidence of spondylolisthesis, period. There is no evidence of scoliosis, period. There is no evidence of fractured dislocation. X-ray of the hip/pelvis reveal no severe osteoarthritic changes, no fracture of bony abnormality. Lumbar MRI dated December 28, 2021, reveal congenital stenosis, period. There is central disc narrowing causing moderate bilateral recessed stenosis at L4-5, period. Mild paraspinal muscular strain is present at L5-S1, period. There is grade 1 retrolisthesis at L4-5 and L5-S1, period. Congenital narrowing and multi-level degenerative change within the lumbar spine resulting in varying degrees of canal and neurofibromatous narrowing, period. At L3-L4, there is mild to moderate canal narrowing, period. At L4-5, there is severe canal narrowing with compression of the thecal sac, period. Severe bilateral recess stenosis as well as moderate right and very mild left neurofibromatous narrowing are present, period. There is impingement of the traversing bilateral L5 nerve roots, period. At L6-S1, there is epidural lipomatosis resulting in mild to mild narrowing, period. There is moderate right and mild to moderate left neurofibromatous narrowing, period. The impression, one, 35-year-old male with industrial injury, period. He is found to have lumbar disc herniation, period. He has congenital spinal stenosis of the lumbar region, period. He further has disc degeneration of the lumbar region, period. He has evidence of lumbar radiculopathy, period. Plan is for surgery, period. He underwent EKG. EKG reveals normal sinus rhythm at 96 beats per minute, period. No significant SCLT changes noted, period. Patient is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is cleared for same. Signed, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.